way that you're listening, where you are, is perfect. And just let go with a breath. And take another beautiful breath in and let it go. And if you fall asleep, it's okay. You'll still get the teaching. You'll still get the effects. And just begin to observe that you're breathing and you're safe. And we're talking to the autonomic nervous system. We're just talking to that part of you and giving that part of you a hug and an embracing. It's safe. You're in a safe space. You're with safe people. You're loved. You're appreciated. And we're excited to be together. And if I sound like Mr. Rogers, that's a little bit deliberate. There's a real simplicity and playfulness here. Fun without guilt, indeed. And just enjoying settling into that feeling. I do feel it in my second chakra, in my reproductive, sexual, generative chakra. You might feel it in a different place. I feel a sense of the energy bubbling. Not boiling, but just bubbling like a fizzy drink. There's an effervescence, a kind of light, effervescent energy. And it's filling up and flowing over. It's a chakra associated with the element of water. Where does that water come from? See it. Where is it being filled? Is it coming in the top of your head? Is it bubbling up from the earth? Is it coming in through your belly button? Where is it coming from? See if you can see what the source is. It doesn't so much matter where the source is, but that you notice that you're not the source of it. You don't have to keep resourcing yourself. Begin to notice that it's infinite. Begin to notice that it's never-ending. You can take your attention off of it and think about next Tuesday for a minute and then come back, and it's still right there. It's exciting. It's literally exciting. There is a source of such beauty and excitement in you, and that's something that we can be grateful for. Just pull it in from the source, receive it, allow it to bubble. Strong, weak, quietly murmuring like a stream, pulsating like the ocean or like a fountain. Experiment. See if you can shoot it up and bring it back down and make it like a little tiny stream and then play with it for a minute. That stream of energy in you, that's your creative energy. That's never-ending and infinite. And now take in your two hands, your work, however you symbolize that, whatever it looks like. It could be a blob, it could be very precise, it could be abstract. And just hold it in that stream. Allow it to be fed by that stream, that fountain. Let it touch the water. If you like, hold it in one hand and splash water. Notice what happens. Does your work get big like one of those sponge animals? Does it take on a different shape? Does it change color? Does it get wet and soggy? Might get wet and soggy. If so, dry it out a little bit. Sprinkle. Play. Okay. Now I want you to set your work down and relax and get comfortable with the stream or the fountain. The water in you bubbling, the creative force. And I want you to see yourself in a lovely place. I'm seeing you at the beach, but it might be quite a different place. But there's water somewhere there. Maybe underground, maybe you're not seeing it yet. Maybe it's right in front of you. Maybe you're right next to it. And I want you to think about your work, not promoting it, just think about how much you love your work and how grateful you are for your work. It's such a profound opportunity to be self-employed, to create our work, to carve it out of our skills, out of what we know and love to do. What an incredible gift, not because we're successful by anybody's, we may be successful, but not because we're successful by anybody's definition, including ours, just because it's fun to do this work that we do. We made it up. We were already creative in making it up, each of us. Nobody else is doing what we're doing. They may do something similar, and that's wonderful, but they're not doing exactly what we're doing. They created their own thing, and we're creating ours. We can let a thousand flowers bloom, and we are one of those flowers. It's quite extraordinary. And if you can get a little bit of distance on your work and yourself, see yourself doing your work, going about whatever it is that you do, teaching, writing, speaking, thinking. I charge clients for thinking. I charge them for reflecting and contemplating on their projects. It's okay to count your work as planning your work and conceiving, conceptualizing, designing, strategizing how to do your work. And we're still not talking about promoting it. We're just talking about the work itself. See yourself doing that. And still there is a lot of zest. There's a lot of juicy excitement about doing it. And now all you need to do is just think about telling people about it, sharing it. Could be with one other person, see yourself. It could be with a small group. It might be with children. It might be with adults. They may be able-bodied people and they may be physically not able-bodied people. See yourself in the forest speaking to animals or trees, telling the sky, telling God, telling the earth, here's what I do. Here's what I do. I love my work, and here's what I do. And that fountain is propelling you. That stream is propelling you. It's got the energy for you. You don't have to source it yourself. Now let yourself go into that fantasy, if you like. For now, let's just call it a fantasy. Let's have fun with it. What do you see yourself doing? Communicating your work, just sharing your work, telling other people about your work. Or maybe you get the most juice from telling the earth about your work or the forest, like St. Francis, telling the animals. See who wants to come and hear about your work. See who you see yourself speaking to. Where do you see yourself going? There's an allegory, there's a story. It might be a real place. It could be a medieval castle. Put one foot in front of the other on a path or coast along in a wheeled conveyance. Or just see yourself in the ether, flying through space, could be on a carpet, going to tell those you want to be aware of your work. Tell them. Go share. Or have them come to you and see yourself sharing it. Just get the feeling of it and tell yourself that story. Play with it. Imagine it. You do not have to share it after this. Get as crazy, let it go. Don't just make it up. Let it make itself up. Honor what arises.